Chapter 46, Ephesus. We now come to one more city where Paul was called to preach the gospel, and that is Ephesus. We told you of his visit to Corinth. When he left that city on his way to Jerusalem, he came to Ephesus with his godly friends Aquila and Priscilla. He went, as usual, into the synagogue where the Jews worshipped, and spoke to them of Jesus, that he was the true Messiah. But he could not stay longer with them then, and sailed across the sea on his way to Jerusalem, promising to come back again, if that should be the will of the Lord. While Paul was absent, the minister Apollos came to Ephesus and taught the people the things of God. But he seemed only to know the baptism of John the Baptist, and Aquila and his wife took him and taught him more perfectly the ways of the Lord. When Paul came again later on to Ephesus, he found the disciples there had not been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, nor had they heard of the Holy Ghost. Paul then showed them that John the Baptist taught his disciples that they should believe in Jesus, who was to come after him, and that they also should be believers and followers of Jesus. So these Ephesian disciples were then baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they began to prophesy and to speak in other languages. This was the beginning of the church at Ephesus, and they were about 12 men, and no doubt also women with them. Paul went again into the synagogue and preached to the people for 3 months. But many of them were hardened in their hearts and would not believe, and spoke evil things against the Lord Jesus. So Paul separated his disciples from these unbelievers, as the word says, "Come ye out from among them, and be ye separate." He continued to dispute with them every day, and this lasted for 2 years. God also wrought miracles by the hands of Paul, who healed the sick and cast out evil spirits, to show that the things he preached were of God. Many of the people believed and confessed their sins, and they showed that their repentance was real by bringing their evil books and burning them in a great bonfire. The cost of all these books was 50,000 pieces of silver, but they were willing to lose all this that they might know Christ and follow him. So the word of God grew mightily, and the church at Ephesus was increased. Then Satan stirred up trouble against them, as he always will when allowed. There was a silversmith who made shrines for the worship of their great idol Diana of the Ephesians, and he saw that the preaching of Paul was turning many of the people from this idolatry, which would mean that they would not want his shrines, and he would lose a lot of money. He stirred up the people against Paul, and they cried out for 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" It was a long time before they could be quieted, but at last the town clerk made them cease the uproar. Paul then left them to go into Macedonia again, but afterwards came back to Ephesus to say goodbye to them. He called the elders of the church together and told them how faithful he had been in his preaching, and they were now to take heed to the things he had taught them. He also warned them that wicked men would arise among them to turn them aside, but they were to stand fast. So he commended them to God and his word, and kneeling down, he prayed with them all. Then they were very sorrowful, because Paul told them they should see his face no more, And they kissed him and wept very much as they went down with him to the ship, which was to take him on his way to Jerusalem. What a sad parting it was, and how it shows the great love there was in those early days between those who were true disciples and also to the ministers who preached to them. You will find the accounts of these things in the book of the Acts, chapters 18, 19, and 20. You can also read in the second chapter of the Revelation how the warning of Paul came true, and the church at Ephesus was troubled with evil men, and how they left that first warm love which they had to the Lord.